So at the end of Shir yesterday, we just began the Sugya Dan B'Sulam, the Mishnah Daf Samach Daled Amud Beis, that has a machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai in three scenarios, depending on the age and gynecological history of the woman, as far as what the Dan B'Sulam ramifications are, at what point she becomes Asura Lebaila after Bia Rishona. And then the Gemara on Daf Samach Heimabes, that's Samach Dalin Mez, where Samach Heimabes, that's the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that says, in general terms, that Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uparesh, and most Rishonim understand, that's how we assume Lalacha, that is across the board, whatever the scenario is in the Mishnah, Lalacha, in every situation, Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uparesh, the Rambam may be held differently, but in practice, we treat any Dam seen as part of B Rishona, even if it's Dam Mitzulim, as asking the woman Labaila immediately after that act of Tashmish. So we left off with a question, fundamentally, so this is all presumably Din Rabbanan, but why is this different than Damaka? We know that this isn't Dam and Arechem. We know where the Dam is coming from, it's Dam Basulim. So why don't we treat this as a generic Dam Maka that should not aser a woman Labaila? So various approaches in Rishonim. We'll start with the Ramban and the Rashba, both kind of minakatsa lakatsa. All start with the same premise that really it shouldn't be any different than Damaka, but they end up going in opposite directions as far as where that leaves you. So the Ramban is in the Halachos, Perek Gimel. So first the Ramban writes in Halachos Ayin, as we discussed previously when we learned Damaka, the Ramban's position that nowadays we are not mitara a woman on the basis of dam maka. Ramban writes, "V'yera li shematam enosav shemaya dam maka sa mishuna midam riyasa tmeya dematamud v'mkein pa'amim atamei v'yasen l'hakev l'davidam." As we discuss, Ramban says that since there's a notion the Gemara has of hakafa, and if you know that dam maka sa mishuna midam riyasa she's tmeya, we don't have the bekiyas to evaluate the relative appearance of Damaka to regular Dam Tameh. So for that reason, we're not knowing the Kula of Dam Maka that we saw. But then, the Rabban writes in Halacha Dalid, Habo'al es ha-besula filo ha'isa katana shelo giyaz manu liros, bo'al bilas mitzvah begomer b'yasa parish. V'yashev ha'shev ha'yam n'kiya me'acha she'yifzak adam kishar ha'roos. So what's the raya that ain't tolin b'maka? So Sivzai and Ramban said the raya or the rationale is because we can't properly be mekayim the din of damakasa mishin and damriyasa. In Halacha Tes, he then says something else, that the fact that there's a din of dam basulim, that we're not mad to the woman on the basis of the fact that the dam is clearly not minamakor, even. So that's analogous to Damaka. So that itself tells you that we're not Tola B'maka. Mikana Tolam, and she ain't Tola B'maka. She ain't Lucha Maka Gedola Minaktana Shenivala Vadam Shosif Mimana Machna Sabila. The extreme case is a woman that never saw Dam in her life. Now she has BS Mitzvah for the first time. She sees Dam. There's no way in the world that that's Dam Minamakor. That could clearly is Dam Basulim. And yet, we're Mitama the woman. So isn't that a right? So the Ramban, that we're now told of the Dam Maka. And then he writes in Halacha Yud, Afilu l'ratza dam b'sulim, ein omrim shem v'hita v'dayim b'sula kayam, en shein atayim mitzuya, alaho l'bal, afoshin shem v'ratza tipas dam kachar, they'll be avda. We'll come back to that. The Ramban says the din even applies if she doesn't see any dam, rechoshish, then maybe there was dam. Fine. The Ramban says, fundamentally, Dam Basulim is no different than Damaka. Both of them are not Dam Tame. They're not Dam in a Makor in a fashion that's going to ask for the woman the Baila, the Ikara Din, Midin Torah. And yet, Dam Basulim, at least Midin Rabbanan, Aser Sir. So it must be, if Dam Basulim is, if you can't be Matar woman because of Dam Basulim, you can't be Matar woman because of Dam Maka. And the Rashba makes the same anacha that really Dam Basulim is a form of Damaka. Fundamentally, it's the same principle. But he takes that in the other direction. The Ramban is the Rashba is in a couple places. The Beit Yosef quotes the Shuvas Rashba. Shuvas Rashba Chelik Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. Chelik Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. The Alpha Pisha Gol Sabasula Fila Kitana Chashishula Hachmir Bidameha. That the din is well be less of Mitzvah Paresh. Alpha Pisha Lamach Emlecha Maka Gedol Mizu. So even though it's really Damaka, it's clearly not Damin Rechem, and yet we answer her, why? Hasamishum, the Ikal Nechash, the Shmuel, the Amr Yechalani, live al Kama Besulos, below Dam. So it's not necessarily the case that it's Dam Besulim. You think it's Dam Besulim, but we know there's a theoretical possibility that you can have Birishona and not have Dam Besulim. And in which case it must be Dam Nida. So the reason we aser, we're mitame the women because of Dam Besulim, is we're not convinced that it's really Dam Besulim. Avalkan, Dika Maka, Mamish, Linan. If you know there's a Maka, you tell them the Maka. By Dam Besulim, we don't know for sure it's Dam Besulim. So you have to be Choshesh that maybe it's Dam. And then he says, "Va'od the bibesula yesh lahachmir lefisha eino elisha acha to pamachas." Even if that wasn't the case, even if we know full well that this is dam besulim, but the situation of bi rishona bi mitzvah dam besulim is a once in a lifetime scenario. It only happens once. Aval kan in tachush afeta osra baila. So when it comes to dam makar bo machmas tashmish. If you're not going to be told of a Maka, that has potentially long-term ramifications. She's going to remain Asura Labaila. When it comes to Dam Besulim, the exposure, the risk of being Machmir is relatively minimal. So fundamentally, we really should have been Machmir across the board by Dam Maka. The reason we're making by Dam Maka is because all things being equal, is going to create undue hardship, as opposed to Dam Besulim, where the exposure, where the risk is minimal. Because it's a one-time thing, so you'll ask her once. When it comes to Dam Maka, if you're not going to be told Maka, this woman who's Ro Machmas Hashvish could be a Suva Lola. Or that's the scenario he's talking about. We could have somewhere in the middle also, where she's having trouble being Mitaharis Asbela Baila, and that trouble because of the Maka could recur if you're going to be Machmir on the Maka. So, all things being equal, maybe it should have been Machmir across the board by Dam Maka because that will result in a problematic situation. Aser theoretically a Baila, we're going to be Mako, but Dam Besulim, the risk or the consequence of being Machmir is minimal. And that's the Rashba's Hasaga on the Ramban. This is in Torah Sabayis, the end of Bayis Zayin Shardalid. He says, how can you compare, he asks on the Ramban, how can you compare Dam Maka to Dam Besulim? Dam Besulim is has a Shas HaKosher. It's a one-time thing. And Ro Machmas Hashmish is a recurring problem. And we don't find that Rav Shmuel argue on the din of Roh Machmas Tashmish the way Rav Shmuel say Bol Bilas Mitzvah Parish by Dam Besulim. So no reason to believe that Rav Shmuel would say you can't be told of the Makkah. That's the Rashba's Kasha on the Rabban. So according to the Rashba, fundamentally, should have been Machmir across the board, but there are local considerations by Dam Maka, especially in the context of Rav Machmas Tashmish, that allow us to be Mako. Okay.
If we're more Mako by Dam Besulim, then in the Rabban's point of the point, I think Rav Machmir and Dam Besulim, so Kol Shekin will be Machmir by Dam Maka.
What's the Kol Shekin?
Because we're typically more Mako by Dam Besulim, it's a one-time thing.
Well, that's the Rashba's argument why it makes sense to be Mako by Dam Besulim.
So So the Ramban is saying we see him at Dam Basulim, we're willing.
No, the Rashba says the reason we're machmir by Dam Basulim is because it's a one-time thing. So the risk of being machmir is minimal, meaning it's not such a big deal to be machmir. Well, machmasash, if you're going to be machmir, then you're potentially answering the woman of the Bible.
That means fundamentally it's a big deal. It's a one-time thing.
No, fundamentally, the default should have been that we're machmir across the board. And the reason that we're makel by the damaka is because otherwise you're going to ask her labayla.
So the kind of. You don't need to say that soon is a one time thing. You soon just fits into the rule.
Okay, so the Ramban, well, you know, what's the exception? What's the rule? The Ramban, the Rashba tells you the two sides.
Right.
So you know, that's, I mean, it
right.
In practice, the Dam Basulim is the exception. The extreme is Lasro Baila versus a one-time thing. In practice, the Rashba assumes that you can be told by Makka in the middle also, and not only in the Ramach Masashmi scenario. So then the exception is the Dam Basulim, and the rule is where there's going to be larger consequences, even not to the extreme of Lasro Baila.
The damak we're talking about here, they can tell on. That's just damak in general, or only by tasha scenarios.
So, as we discussed in sugya damak, the sugya the shmeis of damak is ramach masashmish, but all of you should assume that damak is relevant beyond ramach masashmish. Also, that's the gemara in Tesayin, that it's relevant in the regular context of a damak as part of a bedika or. Regular situation where she's Ramadan.
And Ramban's like Machmir across the board.
Ramban is Machmir across the board, that there's no ability to be told in Bibaka, as Man said. The initial, the Ramban's real raya is from Dama Kasim Mishuna Midam Riyasa, but this is like an additional observation slash raya that that supports the Ramban's position by Damak. So, kind of to Yoni's point, the Sidrei Tarim Sifkat Dan Aleph says, where's that middle ground? Meaning, he says it could come out, according to the Rashba, that if the criterion is one time versus Lasul Olam, so where do you draw the line? Where's the middle? So he says, theoretically, it could come out, according to the Rashba, that if you have a Mako Veres that you know it's going to be gone tomorrow, then maybe we should aser that maka also not be told in such a maka. Because if you have a maka that you can determine medically will be gone next week, so maybe that should be analogous to Dam Basulim. Sidur Tar points out, we don't find that Poskin don't say that. He says maybe the reason is that Dam Basulim is definitionally a maka veres. Definitionally, it only happens once. And any other maka, you may have a scenario where it will be a various, you may have a scenario in which it won't. That's all case-by-case analysis. But there's some general low plug that we're looking at the categories of maka, and any other such maka theoretically could last for a while. So we treat that as a maka that is tolaable, as opposed to Dam Basulim, which is definitionally a one-time problem. Okay. The Rush has... potentially a different approach to the Chumrah of Dam Basulim. There were two rushes. We'll start with the rush in Ksubis. The rush in Ksubis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes. So there the rush has a line that the reason we're machmir for Dam Basulim, that a woman is going to be a Asur Labayla because of Dam Basulim, is Mishum Shemen is Arvubo Dam Nidus. That the real concern is that maybe there's Dam Nida mixed with the Dam Basulim. There's Bias Mitzvah, there's Dam. Presumably that's Dam Basulim, but how do you know that there isn't Dam Nida mixed together with the Dam Basulim? Rav Avadia points out, Chelak Aleph Yabia Omer Simen Yudalid, Chelak Aleph Yaradea Simen Yudalid Yabia Omer, that this comment of the Rosh, Shemin is Arvu Bo Dam Nidus, is based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi and Brachos, Perek Beis, the end of Halacha Vav, and we'll start Daf Yomi Yerushalmi this week. The Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed out to me, I didn't realize this, that the new Daf Yomi Yerushalmi cycle is longer than previous because the art scroll and the Oz V'Hadar Yerushalmis have a different pagination than the classic Yerushalmis, so there are fewer words on the page. So it's like a third longer than it used to be because some of Oz V'Hadar decided that they're able to change the Sirus of Daf Yerushalmi. Anyway, so when you get up to Perek Beis in Brachos, so Perek Beis, the end of Halacha Vav, the Yerushalmi has a line, Kala asur lebeisa kol shiva, that a kala, after she gets married, bias mitzvah, is asura lebeisa, meaning lebaila, for 7 days. The asur li tol mimena kof shel bracha divrei Reb Lezer. So she's asura for 7 days. And one of the rachakas is that you can't, the husband can't take the kof shel bracha from the wife during the week of Shabbat Brachos, during those 7 days. My time under Blazar, Yefshar Shalo Yetze Dam Nidan Dam Mesulim, or Yefshar Shalo Yatze Dam Nidan Dam Mesulim. It's impossible that there wasn't Dam Nida together with the Dam Mesulim. Impossible, or you have to be choshish that there was, but literally, Yefshar Shalo Yetze Yatze Dam Nidan Dam Mesulim must be that there is Dam Nida that came out with the Dam Mesulim. That's where the Rush is coming from. Mishum Shabin is Arvubo Dam Nidas. But Rav Avada points out there are two possible mahalchim, at least two possible mahalchim, how to understand this concern of the Yerushalmi / the Rush, of the Efsha Shalo Yetze Dam Nida in Dam Bisula. So first he points out in that Tshuva that there's a Rav Haigon quoted in Tshuva Sagaonim Shari Tshuva Simen Kuf Samaches, Shari Tshuva Simen Kuf Samaches. Rav Haigon there is quoted as saying, Mipnei Shadam Bisulim Goreim Lidamnida Sheyetze Imo, that the Dam Basulim, when you break the Basulim and there's bleeding, that the Dam Basulim causes Dam Nida to come out also. Ukishahin of Elas, the Ila Rishona, Ochezes Osa Ra'ada the Chalchala, that there's a certain emotional tremoring. Or physical tremoring because of the emotion. It was man she isha mischalchales, he pareses nida. And when she has that tremoring, vatischalchala malkamod, that causes her to have dam nida flow out. Michael.
When it comes out that it's a huge kula, you can finish the theory showing it.
So not only Rishon agreed to that anyway, the Raya is machmir that you can't, that you have to be Parish Be'er Mace. But even...
You can still be going to Yassau, right? I mean, there's a difference between Barbia and Yitzia Koshi.
Right. But that's no different than meaning even if a woman is piercinida in the middle, then
no, but there you can't even be gomer piyasa.
Right. You're saying here the Ravid says you just approach your baver mace, but you could be gomer the bia just baver mace. So that's okay. Right, that's true.
Because there's only a chashash that she gets sanida.
Well, but what Michael's saying is that the lashon literally is that if you take the Yerushalmi literally, efshar shelo yetze dam dam basulim, and it's this is what definitely happens. So Michael's asking why when you be machmir akadekach. But even in that lashon of Rav Haigon, again, if you don't take the Yerushalmi absolutely literally, efshar doesn't mean it's impossible, but rechoshesh. And even that lashon of Rav Haigon, nimnei shadam besulim garim l'dam nida, is that that's a possibility, not that it's a, it has to happen. If it had to happen, then we'd be talking about a din d'oraisa, and no one's saying that. Right? I think if we knew that happened, then we'd be talking about nida d'oraisa. If we're even there, it could be on the level of chash. So we don't invoke, I mean, that goes back to the question by Ksavim in general, so we discussed. So that's not unique to Dan Basulim. Okay, so that's Rav Haigo. And then Rav Avadya on the Taras Abayis quotes a Sefer Eshkol, different formulation. This is Taras Abayis, page Tav Tzadi Ches, that we're worried about Dam Chimut. That'll be our next sugya. That we're worried that it's not the Vatis Chalchal Hamakam Od factor, but Chimut Shel Tashmish, Chimut of Tashmish Rishon causes a Psichas HaRachem. And then maybe there's a Tifas Dam Chimut that comes out together with the Mesulim. So it's not that the not that the Ra'ada V'chal Chala causes her to become a Nido, it sounds like a regular flow. It's that we're worried about Dam Chimur. And that would be B'shani Rishani.
Happens to come along with
Damasulim,
but nothing to do with
that, so to say. No, right. It's not that the, right. Now, even the Rafaigon, right. The difference is that in the formulation of Rafaigon, it's that the breaking of the Basulim itself, it sounds like, is what causes this Ra'ada V'chal Chala. And that causes Dam Nida to come out, as opposed to saying that it's the chimud of Tashmish Rishon, not a function of Besulim per se, but it's the chimud of Tashmish Rishon that causes Dam Nida to come out. Rav Avadya quotes on the Lech of a Simla that if it's that, then that should apply even by Almana. And there's no din of Dam Besulim by an Almana, but if it's chimud Tashmish Rishon, then chimud Tashmish Rishon is relevant to Almana too. Okay. But either way, that's a line of the Rashi and Tzuvos, Sheminis Arvi B'Dam Nidus, that no, this isn't a regular Dam Maka where we're convinced and comfortable that the Dam that we see is totally attributable to a Maka. No, here we're worried that even if we know there's Dam Basulim, but maybe there's Dam Nida mixed together with it, and that's what causes us to be choshesh. Yeah, Yaakov.
When it comes to like, now, I mean, I know I'm tired of it, but like, what if you know for certain that there's no Dam Nida?
Okay, so I agree that you're jumping the gun, and we'll
sorry.
No, that's fine. We'll get there soon. We know that. Okay, the rush in our sugya, which the Shach quotes in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sifkat and Gimel. The Russian Arsugya in the beginning of Tamperek. Writes as follows. It's about maybe 12 lines into the rush. The near Ali, the Tam Luchum Razu, Lobishul Shin Nichosh Shema Yatza Dam in a Makor in Dam Basulim. We're not worried about excuse me. Yes, some water, 1 second. Okay. We're not worried about maybe there's dam and a racha mixed together dam usulim, which happens to be what the Rush wrote in Ksubas. The lama nechosh betinokas shalobigiz manaliros. If that's the case, why should we have such a concern by a tinokas? We never saw dam, we don't expect her to see dam. Suddenly she's going to have dam nida. Dafilu isha gadolu lama nacho, sharmina lakaman. Dafilu isha shehuksaka liyath roa machmas pashmish, im yesh lamakatol makasa. Lochashin ashama yetsa dam makor dam makasa. Why are we more concerned here that there's going to be dam minarechem together with the dam basulim? Any more that we should be concerned that there's dam minarechem together with dam mako? Problem is that everybody does bilas mitzvah. The ena kol b'kiyin b'chilot sheyesh bein tinokas shelo higiyas mana liros ubein higiyas mana ubein bogeres ubein rasa. Ubein Shila Rasa, that there are different permutations, situations, scenarios, and maybe there will be a situation or a scenario where we might legitimately be concerned that there's not need them mixed together. The Ode, Mishum the Chasan Yitzvah Tokva. And also, because it's a charged time, and presumably what he means that we don't necessarily trust the chassan to make an objective determination as to whether you have to be concerned that there's dam nida there or not. Helkach is kimu rabbeinu lahashvos kulan v'liten lahem din chumra shevachumras. For that reason, we have to have a kind of low plug and be machmir across the board, even if objectively, in those situations, there's no real concern of dam nida. But still, what? So, if he's saying there's no real concern of dam nida, so what are we being choshesh for? So, Ravadi says, presumably, and even though the Rush does say here, it's not that we're worried, Shema Yetzi Dam and Amakor and Dam Basulim. Ravadi says you still have to read that as part of what's going on in the Rush. Meaning it's not that we're always concerned about that, but on some level, that's still lurking in the background somewhere, as the Rush wrote in Subis. And because there may be a scenario in which we might legitimately be concerned that there's Dam Nida mixed together, and B.S. Mitzvah called Masura and Chasan Yitzvah Tokfo, so we have to have some kind of low plug. Meaning that the fact that there may be a case in which Dam Nidus could get mixed together in and of itself wouldn't be enough to get a low plug. But it's the context of B.S. Mitzvah Kol Mesura, Chasan Yitzvah Tokfo, et cetera, that that gives us enough of a reason to have this low plug because of the possibility that maybe there will be Dam Nida mixed together at some point. Okay. Now, On to Yaakov's point, the Rashi writes here in Chidushim, beginning of the 10th parak, V'lav dafka ras adam achsha machmas tashrus. So everything we've said until now tells us that if you see dam besulim, then the woman's asur labayla. What if she didn't see dam besulim? So it says the Rashba. Yeah.
I think a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
The Mishnah said that we give that you get bias mitzvah.
Yeah.
Pasch is that saying that for the first bio we assume that it is dam besulim, and that it's only after that bio that we then
right. And the Rabbi Shmuel say across the board, bo bias mitzvah parish.
The way the Rashi is saying it. It's not interesting that we give every woman a chumra of the most chumra type of woman.
Right, and which is Baal Bilas Mitzvah Barish.
By Bogeres Sharal Saddam, she still has Bias Mitzvah, no?
Barish, right. Immediately after Bias Mitzvah, you have to be Barish.
Now the Rav is said by Bogeres, by Saddam, Bogeres Sharal Saddam.
Ravish will say that across the board, by everyone, according to Rav Bishara.
Only because there's already a woman who has that din, no? Before they came along, there was a woman who had that din.
Correct.
Which woman was that?
That was a Gedola who already was Russ. That's all right.
That's Rav said on Sam of
the I'm sorry? There is such a scenario in the Mishnah, according to Beit Shammai, such a woman is Bobi Mitzvah Parish. And Rav Shmuel will say, La Lacha. We say that by everybody across the board. If you wouldn't have passed in Labe Shammai ordinarily, Ravish will say, Bol Bilas Mitzvah Parish is operative across the board in every scenario. Okay. So the Rashba writes, Lav Davka Rasa Dam Aksha Machmas Tashmish. This then applies even if she doesn't say any Dam. Ela Fila Lo Rasa Parish Yemena. Even if you didn't see any Dam, you still have to be Parish. Deshema Rasa Dam Tipa Kachardo Veneva. We're concerned maybe there was a little bit of dam and you didn't see it. Maybe it was covered by the zera, and that's why you didn't see it. And as we'll see, this is how we assume lahalacha, and this is the majority opinion we've shown him. Even though the Ravid is Cholek, the Ravid in the end of Shara Pisha, the Agos Maimonides quotes this Ravid in Parakhes Halacha, in Parakhes Halacha Gimel. The Agos Maimonides quotes this Ravid, but he also quotes it from the Agos Maimonides. It doesn't appear in the classic printing of the Bali Nefesh, but in the Rabbi Buchwald edition, he has it from the Madur Basra that he printed. So the line we have here on the Ravid, the very end of Shara Pisha, is Ika Manda Amar Dafka Hecha Deba L'Masadam Avala Masadam Enod Sarach Lifrosh U'mistabra says the Ravid L'Kula. That you can paskin like this lakula, that we only ask the woman labayla if she actually sees dam. Now this could be lishitasa. The Ravid says that the reason that we ask her because of dam besulim is because this is Simon Aleph's kaf shelo yishtabshu bishar damim tameyim. That you shouldn't come to confuse dam besulim with other dam and tameim. But for matter dam besulim, maybe it'll be matter other types of dam. So maybe that only is a concern if there is dam. If there's no dam, maybe there's something to worry about. (Clears The Mereshith Moshe suggests in Siman Kuf Tes that if the concern that drives the Chumrah of Dam Besulim is that we're worried that there may be Dam Nida that comes out together with Dam Besulim, because of the Chimud, because of the Vatis Chalchal Makamod, so reasonably we might have that concern even if there's no Dam Besulim. And if the fact that you're breaking the Besulim unit if there's no Dam, or the fact that you're engaged in Bishon and Akriyas Timut, so maybe that could cause Dam Nida to come out even if there's no Dam Besulim. Says if the reason that we're concerned about Dam Besulim is because fundamentally it's a Dam Maka, and there's reason to be Maka with Dam Maka in this context, so maybe that only applies if there's actually Dam. And that doesn't work in the Rashba, because the Rashba himself is one who's Machmir even if Lo Rasa Dam, and the Rashba said that the reason that Dam Besulim asks is because it's essentially a Maka, it's a one-time Maka. So the Shitasa doesn't work, but says maybe for other Rishon. But that formulation, the Rashba, Shem Rasa Dam Tipa Kakardo Venevad, O Shem Elchifo, so Shefazera, makes it into Shulchan Aruch almost. The lashon of the Mechaber in Kuf Tzadik Gimel. Hakones Besula Boel Bilas Mitzvah V'gomer B'yasa V'parish Miyad Afilu Iktana Shalu Giyaz Manu Liras V'lo Rasa Afilu Badka V'lo Matza Dam Tmeya Shama Rasa Tipasam Kekardol V'chifahu Shech Vazera. So the Rashba had written, O Shema Chipa Sa Shech Vazera. And the Mechaber has, Shema Rasa Tivazam Kechardo, Vichifahu Shech Vazera. Is that significant? So the Lush and the Rashba, the O, one second, Michael, the Lush and the Rashba, the O, in the Chidushim, which also appears in Torah Sabayah, is spoken in the Aruch and the Katsar. And it also appears in the Rush, the beginning of Perek Yud. And the Tor is the one who has the Vichifahu, which is the Lashon of the Mechaber here. So some Achronim suggest that maybe Nafkamina between Lashonos would be if there's no Shech Vazera. If you don't have a full Maisabia, that results in Shech Vazera. Or if you there's enough of a Maisabia that you break the Besulim, or you have a, but there's no Shech Vazera. So if you take the Lush of the Mechaber, the Torah literally, Vichifa Shech Vazera, so then maybe if Lo Rasa Dam and there's no Zera, she should be Muteres. That's what Rav Vosner writes, Shirei Shevet Alevi, or Rav Vosner says, Shirei Shevet Alevi here, Sivkat and Hay. Rabbi Morgenstern calls him Avil Yashiv was Machmir, and he didn't think that the Diuk in the Mechaber was that much of a Diuk, that the O versus the V could be Lab Dafka. Michael.
In general, when do we care about them that she didn't see, and when do we care about them that... I mean, we tell her not to look in the toilet. We tell her not to look at the toilet paper. But over
right
here, we say that even though we didn't see it, we're still not. So when are we not?
So where the woman is the Cheskas Tahora, and there's no Shasa Vest, or there's no other trigger that tells us you need to expect Dom now, so then we say don't look. But here, if there's a din of Dam Besulim, that Bol Bilas Mitzvah Parish, when you have a Bia Rishon, you have to assume that there's Dam Besulim. The Rishonim say, and we accept Lalacha, that's even if you don't see Dam. Because in this scenario, so there's an assumption, or at least a concern, that there's Dam that we don't know about. That's the nature of Birishanu. That's the din of Dan Vasulim.
So the difference is when there's a reason to be concerned that she would see them, then we need to be closer for them even if she didn't see it. But if there's no reason to assume she's seeing them, then if she doesn't see it, then we're making.
Right. In general terms. Yeah.
Two questions. First of all, according to this Rebosner, the Shiva LVP, and
yeah.
You know, the look over here, so she'd be Tahura then. If they then, like, is she Tahura then moving forward? Because they're no longer Basulim if you've done a Mesopia that breaks the Basulim. And then there's no Adam, but there's no Shechva Zera. So then, does that make her Tahura until she sees Nam?
So we'll talk about the Ramah that if there is a Ha'ara Ba'alma, V'lo Ra'as Adam, then there's what to be made about. I think Rav Azar is talking about somewhere in the middle, where there's more than Ara, but there is no Shechvas Ara, and there's no Dam. So in that scenario, if you accept that, which it sounds like we don't, meaning, but if you were to accept that, then yeah, the woman should then be, not have to be concerned about Dam Basulim going forward.
And then second question, I don't know how the medicine works on this, but most women that are on birth control, or many women are on birth control before that. I don't know if that regulates.
That doesn't know. Affect the din of Dam Basulim.
Okay.
Okay. So the Ramah does quote this rivalry we just saw. It's a Yesh Makilim. Yesh Makilim Lo Ra'as Adam. That if the woman doesn't see Dam, that's the Ravid, where the Ghost Maimonides quotes, that she will be Tahora. We don't accept that per se, but then the Ramah says, V'nogu l'hakel in lo gomer bia, ra'karaba v'lo ra'sadam. So we don't accept the Ravid per se if there's a regular bia without Dam, but if there's something short of Bia Gemurah, there's only Ha'ara. So then, if there's only Ha'ara and there's no Riyas Dam, then you could be Mako. Bal Nefesh Yafesh La'atma Shalal Lissa B'Tinoka. So you should L'Chachila not have a Bia Gemurah in order to not Aser, your wife on you after Bi Rishon. So this din of the Ramah is generally accepted that if there's only Rav Alma, not a full Bia, and there's no Dam, that she's not going to be Asura. In that situation, the next time that there is a full bia with or without dam, so she will become a surah at that point. Rav Avadia writes that even svardim can be mako based on this ramah, because the whole chashash to begin with is miyuta de lo shticha. The whole chashash that maybe there's dam nida mixed together with the dam bisulim. The whole chashash that maybe there's dam nida that's going to come out. And we're worried about it even where there's no dam at all. So that's a miyuta de lo shtiach. And Rav Avadia points out, if you're going to be machmir on the ha'ara situation, so then you're creating a potentially long-term problematic and challenging situation for this newlywed couple. Because Bia Rishona is not going to be successful mechanically. You're only doing Harab Alma, and then you're still going to ask her Labaila, so she's going to have to go through a whole Tara process, and then you're going to start it again 2 weeks later, and then you have the same problem again. Ara, no Dam, no Gemar Bia, she's a sewer again, so that until you get it right, this could keep on going and create a very difficult situation. So that's what Rav Avadia says, even Svardim have the right to be Mekel like this Ramah. The Aruch HaShulchan isn't such a fan, Sivkatan test, but generally we assume like this possible kula of the Ramah. Yeah.
Why would someone do that? What situation would a person do the Ara and not Rabia?
Sometimes it's difficult to get the mechanics right when you're not experienced. Ramosha, Yoredeya Chelak Aleph Simen Pei Hei. Yoredeya Chelak Aleph Simen Pei Hei was asked, so let's say a variation on the theme. There is Hara, and there's Tiva Stam. So now the woman is definitely going to be a Surah Labai, let you go through the whole Tara process. And then 2 weeks later, they try to have a proper, full-fledged Bia. So you have to be Choshish again the second time that that there's going to be Dam Besulim. If there is Hara with no Dam, so she's Muteris. If there's Hara with a drop of Dam, so do you have to be concerned that that drop of Dam wasn't the real Dam Besulim because it was only Hara, not a full Bia. And therefore, the next time they have Bia, she becomes a Sur immediately because of Dam Besulim. So Moshe thinks not. He thinks that you have the right to assume that that Dam, that Tipa Achas of Dam, was a Dam Besulim. But sometimes you know, there's no Shear for Dam Besulim, and sometimes Bogaris Damem Nuatim. And you don't have to be machmer again the second time around.
Are there among like two endpoints in the spectrum between Hara and Marbia? Are you assuming that one of them is Davka?
What do you mean?
And the Rama says if you're not Marbia, so you just do Hara.
Yeah, so I don't think there's a Hara means anything short of a full Bia.
So why would it be that you wouldn't cause Dam Besulim if you don't have a Marbia? We're assuming it's just like a structure in the anatomy that gets broken and therefore bleeds. Why would that only bleed if there's like a Marbia dahinu vatsa ship like there?
No, the definition of Bia Gemuri here is in terms of the penetration.
Where is the Dam Besulim exactly?
Where?
Like, meaning it's from the
Where are the Besulim? Yeah. Dam Besulim is hymenal blood.
Right. So that's deeper in?
No.
So then.
But you need, in order to.
So why is that talking about Bia?
That's how the mechanics work.
Man over Ha'ara is Pisa Satara. Why should that not already be enough to break destruction?
It's not. You can talk to the doctors.
Is Ramosha talking about a case where there's no, you didn't see it the same time? You didn't see blood?
Ramosha is talking about a case where you saw a drop of blood the first time, even though it was only Hara. So you can assume that was Dam Besulim, and then the next time around, you're home free.
What if you see blood the same time? That's like a different problem. Like,
then that would be Dam Nida. Right, but the Shaila is if you didn't see blood the second time, you have to be Choshesh, so that they're still Dam Besulim. Fine. There is one kula by Dam Besulim in terms of the Tara process, and that's the task quotes in Sifkat and Dalit from the Maral. Every now and then, you have a quotation of Maral in Taz Magna Ram. So he quotes in the Maral that even though if you have Dam Besulim, you have to go through the whole Tara process. But there's a little bit of a kula, and that's as far as how many days they have to count before you can start the Shiva Nakia. So we'll talk about when we get to Siman Kuf Sadivav, the din of Poledes Shechva Zera. So just for our purposes, very, very bekitzer, there is a din that if a woman who's Anida is Paleta Shifa Zera, meaning Zera that had been deposited before she became Anida, could be expelled for 72 hours. That's what we assume. So women is Paletas Shechva Zara is, there's a tumah created by Paletas Shechva Zara. So anytime a woman, so the theory is if a woman had Tashmish right before she was Pirsanida, so then she could theoretically be Paletas Shechva Zara for 72 hours. So 72 hours is, let's say, Meis Leis, but we count that as the entire four-day period that the 72 hours travel. So then if she had Tashmish right before she became Anida, so then she would have that Tumas Paletas Shechva Zara and couldn't start the entire process for the next 4 days. And we assume that where goes there, Lo Shimsha to Shimsha, Tumas Adesha, we'll talk about, that even if she didn't have Tashmish right before, we treat her as if she did, and therefore she can't start the Tara process for 4 days. Then the second Chumra of the Rama is that we're Choshish, maybe she had Tashmish Ben Hashmashos, and then you have to add a fifth day. So that's why, in general, for those who follow the Ramah, a woman who becomes Anida cannot begin the Tara process, even if she stops seeing Dam, until 5 days have elapsed. You can only do a Hefek Tara on day five, Luriyasa. So the morale says, when it comes to Paleta Shechva Zara, you could be, when it comes to Dam Besulim, you could be Mako, that she could do a Hefek Tara on day four, and you don't have to wait until day five. Why? Explains the Taz in Simon Kuf Sadivav Sivkat and Hey, that since there's no real Dam Nida here, it's only Dam Besulim, so that extra Chumra of Ben Hashmasha, so we don't go that far to insist on that extra Chumra. The Or Sameach, Perek Vav, Yisur Abia, Halacha Tes Ayin. Paragvavi Surabiya Halacha Tes Zion. Has 2 points. Number one, the part of this cheshbon is the whole reason that we're machmir to require 5 days of paletas is because maybe the woman attached to Spanish mashas. But he says a woman, a kala, is never going to attach to Spanish mashas. It's always going to be much later in the nighttime. So we're not worried about that possibility that maybe you have to be extra machmir for the Spanish mashas to add another day. And he just points out that this din, that this kula only applies if all you have is Dam Besulim. But if she's then Pirsa Nida, so then there's no kula of shaving off a day from the 5 days. So Ramosha writes in the Tshuva Rabbi Eider, Tshuva Yochas, that based on the Or Sameach is saying the reason that you can shave off the fifth day is because no kula has Bia Ben Hashmashos. Because Bismaneyam, everybody got married at night. But nowadays, we have daytime weddings. So since we have daytime weddings, you can't be Mekel. He said maybe even the Or Sameach would agree to that. And if the reason is like the Taz, that since it's only Dam Besulim, Lo Chmira Kedekach, so then that applies irrespective of when the wedding takes place. But otherwise, according to Or Sameach, maybe it's not relevant. So Moshe says that if the woman only has Dam Besulim, she wasn't Pirsa Nida, so then you could have the right to make the like the Taz. If she's Pirsa Nida, anyway, you have to be Machmir, like the Or Sameach, and to count to count 5 days. Yeah.
Just a question.
Mm-hmm.
First, what does Pierce Anita mean?
She became Anita. She has Dam. She has BS Mitzvah. So let's say there's no Dam. Or there's Dam Besulim. And then, so day one, day two, day three, and on day four, now she has a regular Riyah. Yeah.
Fine. And also, according to the Arsameya, would you also then hold that if she, let's say, like the case we were just talking about, if they didn't have Riyah and she didn't see blood, and then they had say, the next day or a couple days later, or whatever it is, and she saw blood. So we treat that as Dam Sulin, therefore, would we be able to meet Nico there? But let's say that it wasn't, again, that's so we're not taking the wedding into account at that point, like the time of the wedding at that point. So would that also be reason to be Mahmir?
I guess so, yeah.
Same idea?
I think so, yeah.
What happens when they overlap? She's on day three for the Dam Sulin, and then she's Pirsanita. So
now you need a new. If she's Pierce Anita, then she would need a new 5 days.
So she counts again, day three is now day one. Then...
Right. Yeah.
Are willing, I've heard Bashim are willing that,
yeah.
Like if you're the formerly Horish from Hashmish, so then you count that time you're formerly Horish for those as part of the 5 days.
Meaning, if you're Golbilas Mitzvah and then you see Dam 3 days later.
Yeah.
So, in practice, no one's going to, in practice, it's Kemat, Kemat not Bimutsu, that a woman's not going to see Dam for 5 days. Anyway, it's part of a regular Riyah. But in theory, if she. Then it's Pirsa Nid on day three, and she stops seeing Dam on day four. Then you're saying since she was Horish anyway, so then that 5 day count is only that 5 day count isn't interrupted.
You're not counting new 5 days.
I'm sorry.
You're not starting new 5 days, but she sees new one.
Well, that's what we're discussing. Right, I think that's correct. I'll double check. I think that's correct then. I mean, if you will be listening to Parish and then you see Dam Nid a couple of days later, in practice it won't make that much of a difference, but in theory, if she sees Dam Nid and then and then stops, and you wouldn't have to recount the five. That's correct. Right. That's certainly correct.
Why is that true?
Because the whole reason for the din of paletes is that maybe there was tashrish right before pirus anida. So even though we're machmir lo shimsha to shimsha, but that's only where there's a possibility that there's tashrish right before she's pirus anida. I mean, that'd be the same as if a woman, regular situation, a woman sees dam and then she stops seeing dam and she tries to begin the entire process again. And then that's interrupted. So you don't count another 5 days and then another 7 days. You, as soon as you stop seeing the new dam, then you begin the shivin akim right. Yeah, that's correct. I misspoke. Thank you. Good. Okay, correct. Okay. So poskim discuss what happens if there's a medical procedure to remove Besulim sometime before B'es Mitzvah. So that's relevant on both sides of the equation. It's relevant, let's say a woman has a medical procedure that removes her Besulim. So does she have the status of, is she going to become a Sura at that point? And the corollary question is if she had her basulim removed in advance of the wedding, meaning the first scenario is, let's say, a woman, for whatever reason, is unable, the basulim can't be removed through normal tashmish, whatever the medical scenario is, and she has to have medical intervention to remove the basulim. So will that medical intervention, asher her labayla ki'ilu, there was a B'es Mitzvah that removed the basulim. And the second scenario is a woman had the basulim removed in advance of her wedding for whatever reason. And now B'es Mitzvah, is she going to be a Sura even though there are no basulim to speak of?
Why would she want to remove the basulim?
I'm sorry?
Why would a woman ever remove the basulim?
So in theory, so sometimes it may be medically indicated. In theory, a woman might want to remove her basulim because she doesn't want to go through the bother of having the basulim broken and having to deal with the din of dam basulim.
The gufa to get a gufa.
In theory. So we'll talk about the propriety of that shortly. But at least for now, in theory, so those are the two potential applications of this question if basulim are medically removed. So Rabbi Karp, in the Mishmeres Satara volume 2, he has a Mishnah Berurah style commentary on the simanim that he doesn't deal with as extensively in part one. So he points out in the Urei Halach in the beginning of this Siman that maybe the first question, the question is to, if the Basulim are removed not through Bia, is she going to be Tameya? So let's say the Basulim are removed not through Bia, and then she sees Dam. And that Dam presumably is Dam Basulim because the doctor just removed the Basulim as she sees Dam. So is that going to make her tmeya because of dam basulim? So Rabbi Karp thinks, and maybe that's totally on the Rash and the Rush that we spoke about before, that according to the Rush, that we're machmir dam basulim because of a kind of low plug. So maybe that low plug was only instituted if you remove the basulim derech bia. But if, like the Rashba, dam basulim is essentially a kind of damaka, and we're just machmir on it because it's a one-time thing. So maybe here, it's vayter one-time thing. It's just not being removed through B, it's being removed through a medical procedure. So maybe it should be machmir there as well.
No, I'm not
Anyway, okay. So Ramosha's Bekel on both of these scenarios, both the case where the woman has her basulim removed and sees Dam that's not going to ask her, and the case where women already had her basulim removed and now she has Bias Mitzvah, that's not going to ask her if there's no Dam. And Ramosha assumes that this will be Lekuliyam even according to the Rashba. So Ramosha is Yoridea Chelik Aleph Simon Pei Zayin. Yeah.
According to Ray Carr,
yeah.
The question is there like an Amina? She's already like a Niba. No.
In what case?
Like in the Basulim of Rebbe before the land.
She's.
Isn't she like already like Basaska Niba before? Is that Punya?
No, so the case. There are two Shilas. Shila number one is she's already married. And now the doctor breaks her basulim and there's dam. The scenario two is she had the basulim broken before she's married. Now she has bias mitzvah and there's no dam. Is that bias mitzvah going to answer her where there's no dam? So Ramosha is chelek aleph simon pei zayin. So Ramosha assumes that chazal only aser dam basulim or only aser the woman labayla where the basulim come out through a maisadia. And he says, fundamentally, as we saw in the Rashba, dam basulim is basically a dam maka. Ella what? Chazal asserted the woman where the dam basulim emerged because of a maisabia. And the Rashba's reason that even though it's a dam maka, we're makering dam basulim because it's a one-time thing, so the way Moshe says it, the case that he's dealing with, the Shaila was that it was a woman who was having difficulty, they were having trouble having a B Rishona because her biology was that the basulim were tightly closed and couldn't be penetrated through normal Maisabia, which is why she had to have medical intervention. And the way the Shaila is presented is that in order for the procedure to be effective, they have to have beer right away because the doctor is going to open it. But in order for the opening to stay open, they have to have beer that night. And otherwise, the concern is that it's going to close again. So Moshe says, according to the Rashba, that we're machmir on dam basulim because it's a one-time thing. This isn't a one-time thing because if you're going to be machmir here, then you're going to have to go back to the doctor every month. Have the procedure done again. So he says, in this scenario, it's not a one-time thing. He adds that, but fundamentally, Ramosha thinks that even without that, the nature of the Issa Damasulim is only where the Damasulim are removed through a Maisadia. So, bottom line, Ramosha's Makel on both of those Shailas, as is Rav Avadia. Chelik Dalid Yoridei Simen Yud, Chelik Dalid Yoridei Simen Yud, and Chelik Yud Simen Kafkas, Chelik Yud Simen Kafkas. Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Dalid Simen Nunchas is Machmir, in a letter to Ramosha, where Dayan Weiss asked Ramosha to be chozer from the Shita. But the Dayan Weiss felt strongly that the Chumra Damasulim applies even Shalom Ayidei Maisabia, and Lishitaso, that he's always skeptical about medical representations. How can you believe the doctors that they actually got rid of all the basulim anyway? And even if you got rid of the basulim, so we should be concerned about the Vatis Chalchal Hamalka Ma'od concern, that even if there are no basulim, but B Rishona may cause Dam Nidus to come out. And he quotes a Marsham with Machmerdis, Marsham Chelik Aleph Simen Yud, Marsham Chelik Aleph Simen Yud, who was only Makel in this case to shave off one day of the Paletus days, but wasn't Makel beyond that. Sorry, he was I'm sorry, he's Mako, he was Mako to not require any weight until you start the Shivanakiyam. But he still says that the woman is Asura. And Rav Avadya then defends, one second, Rav Avadya defends Rav Moshe, that he says, Godo kvodo marsham, but Emma sahuva yoser, he thinks the marsham is wrong. I'm just going to try to finish up and then we'll take questions if you have time. Yeah.
Just as if when you say the machmer by both their machmer diamonds and marsham, by both?
They're machmer by both. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the shot of whether or not she has a kula is a function of whether or not the issue would be a rishon or a damshon. No.
Again?
The reason why Moshe says she's, why she's mother and celebration came after the bia is because why?
Because the nature of the chumrah d'amasul was only if it's removed ayde ma'isabiyah. Let me just try to finish up, and then if there's time, we'll take requests or questions afterwards. Shlomo Zalman Nishmas Avram also defends the makilim. He says, "The minchas yisrael is bothered. You should be concerned, even if the basulim already removed, that maybe there's going to be a dam nida that comes out because of the ra'ada, the chal chala. So that's the case. You should be worried anytime there's a medical procedure." I mean, he's saying in the case where the doctor removed the basulim. And now she's having Bia Rishona. Actually, okay, let's leave that. Shlomo Zalman is Mako like Rav Moshe. Sitz Eliezer Chelag Yud Siman Kafe. Sitz Eliezer Chelag Yud Siman Kafe is Machmir, except for Rav Moshe's scenario. He agrees, in principle, he thinks he should be Machmir. He agrees in Rav Moshe's scenario where if you're not going to be Boel right away afterwards, then the Basulim are going to close up again. So then he agrees he can be Mako. As long as you establish that the dam that you see, if you see dam, is only dam besulim and not dam minarachem. Deborah Tziner is machmir chelik gimel kufmen beis lechachila. He says there's definitely yesham al lismoch. He thinks lechachila you should be machmir, but you don't have to count the 5 days. You can just count the 7 days. But again, most are make like Rav Moshe. Now, if a woman wants to have the basulim removed out of the wedding for convenience, or to avoid becoming a sur labayla after Bibi showing up, most poskim are not in favor of this. And the Sefer Pua, Volume 1, Chelaches, he quotes Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nafkafes, that a woman is Eina Kareses Bris El Misha Sakli, Kibo Laiach Osayach Hashem Tzvakot Shemo, that this is the Derech HaLaaretz, the way that you create this relationship is through Bia Rishona. Dayan Weiss, Chelik Tes, Simen Sadi, says Sulim are the Iker Edus that a woman's of the Sula. To remove it ahead of time is not right, that not appropriate. That's generally the, I believe, the consensus opinion that absent where it's medically indicated should not be done. Rabbi Willig is against it. Rav Schechter thinks that there's no Isser. There's no Isser Chavala because there'll be Chavala sooner or later here anyway. And sounds like he thinks that if a woman wants to do it, there's no halachic objection. In Sefer Pu, he has a discussion of shichzur bisulin, a hymenoplasty, which is a cosmetic restoration of the bisulin. So does that also create dam bisulin? So Rosher Weiss, in the tshuva printed in Tshuvas Pua, Volume 3, thinks that you have to treat that as regular dam bisulim, because all the reasons that apply to regular dam bisulim apply here as well. And the metzias, when they do this procedure, they take material for the makom bisulim, not from anywhere else, to recreate bisulim. But in the collection of tshuvas there, they have Rav Zilberstein with Mako, Rav Devinson with Mako. So that's what they collect on that topic.
What about if a woman, for whatever reason, didn't have the suing going into the marriage for like natural reasons? She's
been with a guy.
Or she was a convert, or she had.
Yeah, so that's a din. So as far as Mukas Eitz, if she is not a basula because she's not a basula, so then there's no din of dam basula. If she's a Mukas Eitz, meaning that there was a some injury that caused the basulim to be broken. So that's the machlokas achronim that the Darkei Tshuva talks about. Darkei Tshuva in our Siman Sifkat and Hey calls it Tshuva Zera Emes. Zera Emes, Chele Beis, Siman Pei Dalid. That even a Mukas Eitz requires regular Prisha and Shivanakiyam, because there still could be some residual basula. And Mukas Eitz, generally the basulim are broken, but there may be still some pieces of basulim that are there that is enough to cause dam basulim. And the Marshan, that's going to be in Exubus, is Mekel and Mukas Eitz. Now, Rabbi Karp thinks that maybe everyone agrees, maybe even the Marsha is talking about an earlier time, the Zman of Gemara, and maybe at some later point we'd be machmir even on Mukas Eitz. And the Baal HaShulchan points out that this potentially is relevant to the question of the medical procedure, meaning if you're going to be machmer on Mukas Eitz, they should be machmer on medical removal of Sulim as well, unless you'll say that by Mukas Eitz, the reason we're machmer is because maybe there's some residual Sulim. But if you have a medical procedure, so then if the doctor's telling you, no, there's no residual basulim, everything has been removed, maybe that would be better. Moshe sounds like he'd be makel even by Mukas Eitz. But it sounds like the sack on the kubal, if you will, is that by a Mukas Eitz, he would be machmir, because there may be some residual basulim that are still there.
and by a woman's actual Ba'ula, then we would make it for sure.
That's not Basulim if she's a Ba'ula, right. Again, unless you accept that Lechem and Simla within the Sefer Eshkol that we're worried about Dam Chimud because of Bivishona, and that could be relevant even by an Omana. But I don't think that's accepted Lelacha.
We should like it's a good second marriage. Like we would say.
Correct. No, Dam Chimud to worry about. We'll talk about that when we resume, but not Dam Basulim. Okay, so for anyone who came in late, the plan is we're breaking for Chazara. The Bechina will be available last Sunday in November. When you're ready to take the Bechina, email me and I'll send it to you. And you can take it either that Sunday or Monday, but we will have the next year, Mirz Hashem, the end of Seder on that last Monday in November. And then that Wednesday, we have Rabbi Dr. David Shaptai coming to make a presentation on the anatomy of Hilchos Nida. And I have to figure out when we'll have the second shiur that week.
Shiur's not.
I'm sorry?
Shiur's not.